Everton. Get me out of here!
Dr. Chris Brown from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. G'day, Dr. Chris.
How's it all going?
Oh, yeah. Was that a little passive-aggressive dig there?
We started last Wednesday.
did you sense it? You know, look, it's tough over here. Some of us have to sit by the pool and drink the G&Ts while the celebs are suffering, and I'm just lucky I'm that person.
There we go. Now we know there's a couple of other celebs going in as well, but is there any rumour that's why Roger Federer got beaten at the Australian Open and he's going into the jungle?
Yep. Yes.
Well, you know, the nicest guy in tennis obviously saw what happened to Bernard last year and just wants to right the wrongs for the sport and just do what he can. There's a big crate with Roger Federer's name on it on Wednesday night, and he just has to squeeze his way into it. So, good on him. We embrace the Swiss master.
Oh, massive.
As long as you know the Swiss, they're always on time.
Yeah. Oh, look,
you are on fire.
Come on.
Oh, it's late. I don't even know where that came from.
You are on fire. All right, now Shane Crawford going in. Why isn't NRL being represented this year? Too much AFL. Too many old farts in AFL, I reckon.
Yeah, I hear you. We have Bo Ryan all lined up for Sunday Night Takeaway. It's only a month or so away for us. So look, we thought it would be unfair and possibly inhumane and medically unwise to put Bo through both shows.
Yeah, but it's great that the politicians Jackie Lambie having a bit to say.
Mm. Yeah, look, Jackie Lambie has. I mean, she could play NRL. I mean, she could be an NRL player. Yeah. She's to the point. Yeah. She's got her opinions. But she's great. I think everyone has developed a soft spot for Jackie Lambie. And importantly, as she announced tonight, she can open a beer bottle with a tea.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the runs on the board.
Yeah, there's a real technique to that, apparently. And, look, Dr. Chris, I think we all need to take a moment now and just really feel and put out the good vibes for Justin, the Zoolander of the jungle. Here's a little bit of him last night, very upset after losing a challenge.
Do you feel sore? And I'm like, yeah, I feel sore. And he's like, where do you feel sore? I'm like, I just want to wash my face and I just want to get a f***ing mirror and I want to f***ing look at my face. Mm. I feel sore, okay?
Did you look and what do you reckon?
Well, there's like a bump there, can't you see?
There's a bump there. And, yeah, he's worried about the rest of his career. So he's also said that why don't they pick someone old because it doesn't matter about their face. What do you think about that, Dr. Chris? It's tough. It's tough to hear, isn't it?
That was tough.
I keep in constant contact with the jungle camp, and Justin is just off the critical list. His face has been listed as stable. So we're all very, very relieved over that. But it's an hour-by-hour situation for Justin. And provided he has his chapstick on standby at all times, just everything seems right in the world for him.
He's in good nick. All right, good nick. Dr. Chris, sounds like your new G&T, the fresh one, is there for you, gin and tonic.
Yes,
get
yes,
you back
yes.
to that.
You can hear the ice just tinkling in the glass. I mean, it's just up there.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.